Blog Talk Radio.
You're listening to the Hour of Power broadcast. I'm your host, Harold Sutton. Welcome to the Power Hour. I'm your host, Harold Sutton. It's Friday. Yes, Friday. Thank God it's Friday, March 20th, year 2015. Well, we woke up to a little snow and some little wet, actually a lot of mixture. We had rain and some snow, but it was a small accumulation, less than an inch. Okay, that was pretty cool. That was, we could deal with that, right? but we still had to deal with a little chilly rain today. But nevertheless, we got through that. And they tell me tomorrow the sun shall be out again. Well, tonight it's a little cold out there. So make sure you be warmed, you know, dress appropriately. We don't want anybody get sick. Well, you know how we do. Let's get this program started. Go on your social networks, telephones, cell phones, let everybody know that your favorite late night inspiration program is on the air live right now, bringing to you the best in inspiration and music throughout the midnight hour. And we are so excited tonight. We are going to showcase a new single by this very talented young man out of Houston, Texas, Brother Jabari Johnson, and he has a single that's entitled You Are Holy. And when I first heard this number, I went like, whoa, you know, and I was just surprised at the production. This is a young man, he's around 20 years of age, but he's very talented, and he's a humble young man, and God's going to do mighty, mighty things with this young man in the kingdom. He's doing great things already, so we're excited about what God is doing in his life. We're going to continue to lift him up, that he may go forth into the world to be a living example that, you know, young people too can do this thing we call music, and at the same time exemplify kingdom living. And so we're so excited about Jabari. We're going to spotlight this single throughout the evening, so you're going to hear it probably every 15 minutes, okay? Yeah, that's what we do with our artists. We try to inspire them and get them going. And But I'm telling you, all I have to do is play it. I don't have to do a lot of pumping on this one, because I guarantee you, when you hear it, you're going to be like, okay, make this the top request on this program, because it's an awesome song and awesome production. We're excited. Also tomorrow, we're going to join in with Praise 104, their prayer breakfast, and they have Vashon Mitchell and Casey J. She's going to be there. Kathy Taylor. And, of course, I'm your guest musician. I'm there every year. And we're just going to have a great time. I had a great rehearsal on tonight. And we're just looking forward to having some great fun like we always do at the prayer breakfast. And, you know, if you're not busy, I don't know if they have any tickets remaining, because it's always sold out. All I'm going to say, just try, right? Try to get your ticket, because we're going to have a wonderful fellowship in the morning. So here we go. We're going to get started. Let me stop all this talking. Brother Jabari Johnson out of Houston, Texas, showcasing his new single, You Are Holy. Now, y'all know, all of my radio listeners, y'all know what I encourage you all to do. Do not record the music, but support the artists, okay? Because we need to support these artists. And you go and download it. It's available right now. Go to iTunes and just look up Brother Jabari Johnson, J-A-B-A-R-I Johnson. And the title of the song, the single, is You Are Holy. You will be blessed at the same time, sowing and planting a seed into this young man's life. Here he is. Let me introduce to some and present to others Brother Jabari Johnson's ministry, You Are Holy.
And there is none like you.
good Almighty. Early in the morning, my soul strives to be holy, holy.
Then when I get I don't the other side of this test. It's everything you've ever dreamed, everything you prayed for, everything he promised you that you'd get. Waiting on the other side of temptation, waiting on the other side of this test. Is everything you've ever dreamed, everything you prayed for, everything he promised you that you'd get. Hold on, I don't let go. Hold on, you just back love. Hold on, I'll never give up. Hold on.
I will not leave.
You're listening to the Hour of Power broadcast. I'm your host, Harold Sutton.
Hebrews 4 and 9 says, there remaineth the rest for the people of God. This rest is a finished work. We're not resting in the finished work, but the rest is a finished work. This was inspired by Pastor Creflo Dollar. Tri-City.
There remaineth the rest.
Rest.
A rest.
For the people of God.
For the people of God.
It's a promise.
A promise of peace.
Listen, everybody. We got to guard this promise.
And we must guard it with our hearts.
We must labor to rest.
Everything you will ever need.
Everything that you would ever need.
Was provided at Calvary.
God provided at Calvary.
There remains a rest.
Hey, there is a rest.
There is a rest.
Hey.
There remains a rest.
There is a rest.
There is a rest.
Most High.
No rest.
And what is this rest? It's
a
finished work
of the Lord.
Rest is like when an attorney says, I rest my case. It's finished.
There remains a rest.
This is a powerful teaching.
A rest.
For the people of God.
For the people of God.
This rest still remains.
A promise of finished work.
It's a finished work.
And we must guard it with our hearts.
Guard the promise with your heart.
Everything you will ever need.
Was provided at Calvary.
Was provided at Calvary.
Your case has
there
been rested.
Is a rest.
Hey. There is a rest.
There is a rest.
It's a finished
there
work.
Remaineth a rest.
There remaineth a rest.
There is a rest.
God rested on the seventh day.
Rest.
He finished his work.
Finished work.
Okay, what is a finished work? Cursed is any man
that hangeth
on a tree. Listen.
Jesus Christ.
Jesus. He took on this curse.
Just for you and me.
Now tell everybody what a curse is.
A curse is defined as poverty.
It's poverty. It's sickness. It's death. But listen, when Jesus said,
at
the cross where he said it is finished, he blessed you.
He blessed
healing finished.
There is a rest.
Provision finished. Prayers answered.
There is a rest.
Yeah.
There is a rest.
There is a rest.
Say it
again.
There is a rest.
There is a rest.
It's a believer's rest.
A finished one.
Hey.
And if you got this message, faith on. Come on, we're going to say, this.
Now that you know that it's finished.
Look at your neighbor and say, come on, by faith.
Come on, by faith, let's go in.
Faith takes possession of what grace provided.
Now that you know that it's finished.
The just shall live by faith.
Come on, by faith, let's go in.
Come on,
come on,
come on, come on.
Now that you know that it's finished.
No more stressing.
Come on, by faith, let's go in.
Walk in the blessing.
Now that you know that
you know.
Come on, my faith, let's go.
Come on, let's go.
There remains a rest.
It remains.
There is a rest.
It remains.
There remains a rest.
There is a rest.
There is a rest.
It's there. Provision.
There.
Your joy is there. It's a finished work. Your peace is there. It's a finished work. Your healing is there. It's a finished work. Depression gone. Stress gone. The hurt gone. Ah.
Resting. Resting. It's complete. Your healing is complete. Provision is complete. Your prayers are already answered.
It's already done. Be assured, it's already done. Labor to rest. To rest, it requires effort. Labor to rest. Thank you, Pastor Dollar. Rest. Rest.
You're listening to the Hour of Power broadcast. I'm your host, Harold Sutton. It's time for our spoken word segment, and tonight we're going to talk about covering one another. And this is an important subject to me. The other day, as a matter of fact, last week, a young man posted something on the wall, on social network walls, and he was saying how everybody should be under a covering, a pastor's covering. And I kind of had a little problem with that, and I asked him. I say, well, if we are being covered by the pastors, then what role does the Holy Ghost play? Because the Holy Ghost is to lead, to guide, is to comfort, is to teach, is the, you know, it is everything that we need. It is our covering, and so. And I began to tell him and share with him the deception that many spiritual leaders use actually to control people and even things that they wanted to do personally in ministry in terms of securing power and position. So I just wanted to talk about this a little bit because I want everybody to know that we are our brother's keeper, and it's not just for the pastor to be a covering, but we who are born-again believers, the Bible, a commission and charges us, hold us accountable that we have to be we have to be one another covering, and that's what we're going to talk about on today. And I'm coming out of the book of Galatians, chapter number 6, beginning in the verse number 1, and we're going to go down to the 10th verse. And may this bless you real good. Brethren, if a man be overtaken in a fault, ye which are spiritual, restore such an one in the spirit of meekness, considering thyself, lest thou also be tempted. Now let me stop right now. I want to pause right there. It was very clear in the opening statement. Say, brethren, if a man be overtaken in a fault, ye which are spiritual. It doesn't say a leader, a bishop, a pastor. It say those who are spiritual. And so who is a spiritual person? One who walketh after the spirit, but not after the flesh. Ones who are born again believers. And I wanted to be clear, because if you read the book of Galatians, they're very clear into whom one is speaking about. Okay, so the letter here, you write the letter, and they say, brethren, to the church of Galatians, we ought to hear not to talk about one another, not to throw them under the bus, but we that are spiritual, we who say we are born again, we are to restore such a one in the spirit of meekness, as then they say, considering ourselves, lest I also be tempted. Number two, watch this. Bear ye one another burdens. You hear what I say? This is the scriptures. Bear ye one another burdens, and so fulfill the law of Christ. For if a man think himself to be something when he is nothing, he deceiveth himself. Verse number 4, but let every man prove his own work, and then shall he have rejoicing in himself alone, and not in another. For every man shall bear his own burden. Number 6, let him that is taught in the word communicate unto him that teacheth in all good things. Be not deceived, God is not mocked, for whatsoever man soweth, that shall he also reap. Verse number 8, for he that soweth to his flesh shall of the flesh reap corruption, but he that soweth to the Spirit shall of the Spirit reap life everlasting. And let us not be weary in well doing, for in due seasons we shall reap if we faint not. If we faint not. I got to stop right there, because a lot of times we hear, oftentimes I hear these pastors and preachers preaching, I'm getting getting away from those who don't have my answers, those who have the problem. No, 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 no. That's not the word of the Lord. The Lord said we got to restore all these folks that got all of these issues, okay? Folks who are not on your page. The Bible says, look, don't be weary in well doing. We got to sow into these people. That's what the Bible says. We got the Bible. If my brothers are overtaken in the fault, we have to take the time and sow into their life. Let us not be weary in well doing, for in due season we shall reap if we faint not. Now, verse number 10, as we have therefore opportunity, check this out, as we have therefore opportunity, let us do good unto some men, right? No, the Bible says unto all men, especially unto them who are of the household of faith. Okay, did you hear? Let me read that again. As we have therefore opportunity, let us do good unto all men, especially unto them who are of the household of faith. So when you hear these people talking about, I mean, getting away from these people who don't have my answer, the people, you know, who are like visionaries, the people who just don't, you know what I'm talking about, right? Okay, so you know that's not Bible. The Bible says we who are spiritual, okay, we have to bear one another's burdens. So if they're not on the same page that you're on, if they just happen to be less fortunate, the Bible does not tell us to withdraw. The Bible says do good to all men. So we are to cover. We are the brethren. We are to cover. Doesn't say pastor. Doesn't say bishop. Don't say apostle. But we, one another who are spiritual, we who are in the faith, we are to cover one another. And that's our spoken word for today. Let us not be weary in well doing, for in due season we shall reap if we faint not. That's the spoken word for today. You're listening to the Hour of Power broadcast. I'm your host, Harold Sutton. You're listening to the Hour of Power broadcast. I'm your host, Harold Sutton. Hello, I'm Harold Sutton, and here's a golden nugget moment just for you. Having God in your life doesn't exempt you from life circumstances. Having God in your life help carry you through life circumstances with you coming out in perfect peace. You see, because having God there in your life, it makes a difference. When the storms of life are raging, God will keep your mind in perfect peace. Just a golden moment, just for you. Be blessed.
I will keep you.
On the wall is saying our time is up. Well, you know what? I had a great time on tonight. I hope you was blessed as well. Enjoyed the music, the spoken word. Well, you know, visit somebody church this weekend, okay? You got to visit somebody church this week. Take somebody, yeah, not only visit, but take somebody to church along with you. Yeah, take somebody. Let's be a disciple for Christ this weekend, okay? Yes, let's recruit. Let's go on a recruiting mode, and we have to tell the people more about, you know, the God that we serve and the reason why we serve. And, you know, come on over here where the table is spread. That's what Richard Small would say. You know, where the feast of the Lord is going on. You know, there's a lot of attraction that's in the world that's attracting our young people. It's attracting everybody, all ages, all walk of life, all type of ethnicity. I've never seen so many mixed culture in my life. And so there's a lot of things that's going on in the world, but there's not enough that's going on in our ministries. We're not as visible in our communities like we should be. Kudos to the Reed Temple Ministry. They just opened up a new satellite place there, a worship center there downtown in the movie theater. Yes, indeedy. So we're so excited about what they're doing, you know, bringing the ministry to the communities. And we wish them the best. And I would like to see more churches get from beyond those walls and use the modern technologies and you know, do whatever we can to reach the unchurched, the unsaved, and those who are lost. Congratulations to Reed Temple AME Church. Well, our time is up. We're going to ask you to just like to be prayerful and be safe. Have fun, and we'll connect again on Monday for the best in late night inspiration on the Power Hour. I'm your host, Harold Sutton, signing out. Chris, take us on home. Brother Chris Holm is singing one of my favorites, All I Need Is In You. Good night.
All I
You're listening to the Hour of Power broadcast. I'm your host, Harold Sutton.